If you build it, they will come. Yeah, right. Fellow coders, if you're full of amazing ideas and have created amazing products but can't seem to get them off the ground, welcome. This is the Coder Startup, the show where smart programmers come to learn what it really takes to create, market, and sell a brand new product, and most of all, make it profitable. Now here's your host, successful software entrepreneur, Trevor Page.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Coder Startup Podcast. This is one of those special episodes where I talk about my income reports. So cool. I love doing these things. This is the income report for January 2016. First, I'll start with a quick recap, because I said I wasn't going to do this anymore. Quick recap about why it is that I do these episodes. Really, it's about inspiration. Inspiration for us coders to prove the path, if you will, to have a success story around being able to get out there, grind it out and create your own successful online business to work for yourself and no one other than yourself, really, and your customers. Just to prove that it's possible, that someone that has no business experience, really, no business acumen, can just go out there and start a business online, start making sales, and build a now six-figure business, all working from home with just really myself and maybe one or two other contractors, if you will, employees, if you will. Awesome stuff. I'm so excited that I'm able to do this, and I'm so excited to be able to share that story with you. So that is what I'll say about that, and the reason why really I do these things is just to show you guys, yes, that it can be done, and really to hold myself accountable too, because I like to do review and retrospectives way back in my days as an agile developer using the agile software methodology. I love the reviews and retrospectives, so this is really a review and retrospective for me where I force myself to do it, and it's helpful for you guys as well, so why not? Anyway, let's get into what's shaken for January 2016. So, what's been going on? January was all about starting to execute on my main goal of at least doubling my business in terms of revenue from 2015. So, in the last monthly income report, I talked a lot about the goals for 2016, and this is now me implementing those goals and strategies and executing on it. So the goal I've set for myself was to increase my revenues, like I said, double it to $200,000. At least $200,000 in 2016 is my goal. So the big question is, how in the heck am I going to pull that off? Well, first things first, first and foremost, I'm just saying that I need to make $200,000 this year is a bit too broad. You can't have a yearly goal. I mean, you can have a five-year goal. You can have a yearly goal, but you need to break it down into something more on a smaller scale, right? So I prefer to have the goal broken down by months. But I mean, if you prefer to do it by quarter, okay, fair enough. But I think the more fine-grained you get, the sort of better it can become, because then you get down to it in the day-to-day business, if you will, on tracking that goal. So setting the goal is important. Having at least a monthly goal is important. And tracking it on a daily, or I suppose bi-daily, is that a term? At least on a daily or every other day basis. So to do this, to accommodate the fact that all I have is just a figure, a revenue figure for the whole year, I created a spreadsheet to plan out exactly what each month might look like. I was in a situation where I had a good year in 2015, so I decided, hey, I might as well model sort of the numbers off of 2015 and sort of extrapolate that into my 2016 performance, if you will. So I actually created a spreadsheet, and if you go to the show notes, you can go to codersstartup.com/income and then click on the January income report. I suppose I should say January 2016 income report. Click on that link. You'll see the spreadsheet I'm talking about. I took a snapshot of it and embedded it in the actual show notes for this episode that you're listening to right now. You see the breakdown of my goal. So what I did was I took the 2015 actual numbers that I made for every month. I summed them all up, had the grand total. It was just over $111,000 for 2015. And what I did was I just divided every month into that grand total. So January 2015, I made about $4,500. So $4,500 divided by $111,000 is 4.2%. Right? February, I made just about $8,000. So $8,000 divided by $111,000, 7.14%. March was almost $11,000. So $11,000 divided by $111,000 is just about 10%. You get the idea, right? So I get the breakdown by percentage of performance for each month. So with those percentages, I said, okay, let me take that and extrapolate that into the 2016 yearly goal. So if my yearly goal is 200,000, what is 4.2%? So that is a January number. What is 4.2% of $200,000? It's, well, $8,400. I know I'm going very fast here. It will make a lot more sense once you see the numbers on the show notes page. Again, coderstartup.com/income. Click on January 2016 to see what I'm talking about. So in other words, it gives me an idea of what my income goal should be month by month for this year. So about $8,500 for the month of January, $14,000 for February, $19,000 for March, $23,000 for April. You see it goes up and up and up because I had better and better months. And then it drops back down for the summer months because they were slower. So May, June, July, August. Well, I shouldn't say August. May, June, July were slower months in and around $12,000 and $13,000. So that's going to be my goal to hit those numbers for 2016. I also made a stretch goal because it's also a good idea to be able to stretch for something a little bit further out of reach, right? Got to push yourself. So my stretch goal is to make $300,000 in revenue for 2016 because that means I triple my business. I've managed to triple my business every year. I'm considering that to be a stretch goal. If I can hit $300,000 for this year, I will be absolutely ecstatic. So you can see that. And I also broke down, I'm breaking it down with an adjusted goal as well. So the adjusted goal is based off of sort of an in-between between those two goals. And what I'm doing is, I should say between the $200,000 and $300,000, what I'm doing is I'm breaking it down so that each month, if I meet my goal, then my goal numbers don't really change. If I am short of my goal, for, let's say, well, for example, with January, I was short about $640. So I came very, very close to achieving my goal. I was short $640. So what I'm doing is I'm taking that $640 and I'm going to divide it by the remaining months in the year. So that's 11. And I'm going to add that $640 into each of the months. So the totals for each month goes up slightly, right? And that's going to be sort of a sliding scale. It's going to be a moving target as I go through. If I exceed my goal for a month, then that will subtract from the other months. If I don't exceed and I come short on the goal, then each month will get more and more sort of lofty as the numbers grow. So just, you know, something for me just to have a moving target so I know exactly, have an idea of what I need to hit next month if I, like I said, did well or didn't do well in any given month. So, whew, there you go. Like I said, check it out, coderstartup.com/income to check that out. Pretty cool. I like it. Now, moving on. I've really identified, so, you know, in order to achieve the goal of $200,000, really the question is how the heck am I going to hit each of these goals, right? Each of these monthly goals now. I've mapped it out. How am I going to do it? Thankfully, 2015 started off reasonably slow, so I have a couple of months at least to start implementing my plan for 2016. So let me talk about my plan for 2016. I've identified essentially three main areas of growth for my business where I believe I need to focus on to make my business successful in 2016. The three areas that I need to focus on are actually quite broad, and I'm sure that they would apply to your business as well. If you are running your own business, you can take these and work with them. So the first area of growth that I think I need to focus on is content marketing. Content marketing is essentially the process of creating free content, putting it out there on your blog, on your podcast, on your YouTube channel, on your Instagram account, whatever it is, getting it out there, content that you're creating, putting it out for free and giving it away to people to build your brand, to build goodwill, to get people to your site through Google organic searches. There's a whole bunch of benefits that come from content marketing, and I've built my entire business on the back of content marketing, and it certainly hasn't failed me, essentially, and especially back in 2015. I would say maybe 90% of the customers who came through my doors last year were acquired as a part of my content marketing efforts. All right. So you've heard this over and over again from every successful entrepreneur out there. Focus on what's working and do more of it. All right. So content marketing is clearly working for me and has been in the past and will be continuing to work for me in the future. So it'd be silly of me to take my foot off the gas and let it sort of die. I don't want to do that. So in 2016, I'm planning on kicking it back into gear with more podcasts, with a rebranded show called the Coders Campus podcast. So this is the Coder Startup Podcast, which is where I teach what I'm doing inside of my my coding business, where I teach coding. So I'm actually doing two different types of teaching, one where I teach business and one where I teach coding. So this is going to be the podcast where I teach coding, right? So it's going to be the Coders Campus Podcast. So a huge portion of my customers tell me that they've heard about me through my podcast. So this is where I tend to acquire my customers, because they can build the know, like, and trustability with me inside of listening to my podcast. So why then are you saying, well, what's with this rebrand? What are you doing? Why are you rebranding it if it's been working so well? Well, it actually got delisted from iTunes. I can't remember if I mentioned this, but it was delisted from iTunes due to a third-party trademark infringement. Apparently, that's tough to say. I use the word Java in my podcast, so apparently it got taken down. The only reason why I think it was taken down, they gave me a whole list of potential reasons, but the only one that really made sense was the third-party trademark infringement reason. So for that reason, I believe it was taken down. So for that reason, I need to rebrand my podcast. I need to get the ball rolling again with that newly rebranded Coders Campus Podcast. Also, I plan on piggybacking off of each of the podcast episodes I create with detailed show notes. Just like the show notes that you see in the Coders Startup Podcast, these are detailed show notes. I actually outsource them and have someone else write them. But for my technical stuff, for my coding stuff, I don't know if I can get someone who's very technical to be able to actually write code. That would be difficult to do that in the show notes. So I'm probably going to have to do those show notes myself. But I'm going to piggyback the show notes off of the podcast that really on their own would be good enough to consume even without listening to the podcast itself. So that way I'm appealing to both readers and listeners. I'm growing my content marketing on the iTunes platform and any other podcasting platform, as well as my blog and getting it more and more out there with Google and SEO goodness and all that stuff, right? So content marketing hasn't failed me in the past, and I don't want to fail it in the future. So I'm going to be focusing on that as part of one of my three big strategies for 2016. Second of my three big strategies is affiliate marketing. This has always been a weak point for me in my business, as I have absolutely no affiliate marketing strategy in place with my coding business anyway. I have some affiliate marketing stuff in place with the Coders Startup Podcast, but that's neither here nor there. I need to put myself out there and find some players in my market and see if they're willing to sell my products to their audiences on my behalf. Okay, that's what affiliate marketing is all about. Either I take someone else's product and sell it for them, or I get them to sell my products. I want to focus on that latter half, which is getting them to sell my products to their audiences on my behalf. So it's in no way is this difficult to do. It's just something that I need to set aside time to do and to focus on, as it's definitely outside of my comfort zone. But hey, that's exactly what got me to where I am today, running a six-figure business. It's doing things that are outside of my comfort zone. And believe it or not, I've actually already started on this affiliate marketing stuff. I've had some initial conversations with a few people who fit the bill, essentially, in this arena, who are in the same, you know, technical coding, teaching type arena. So I'm looking forward to seeing where those relationships go over the next, 11 months to see what they can bring in for 2016 for my business. Okay, so that's two of the three strategies. Here's a third of the three strategies, and I think this is going to be the biggest one. So saving the best for last. Scalable passive income as a part of a paid traffic strategy. Scalable passive income. How sweet it sounds, right? To be able to turn a lever or flip a lever or turn a knob or whatever and be able to turn up your revenue more or less at will. How sweet would that be? So this is what paid traffic is good for. Paid traffic is a scalable source of traffic. The more you pay, the more traffic you can get. So therefore, it's scalable. You can turn up the knob by spending more money. But the trouble is you need to make sure that you have a positive ROI when you're turning up the revenue spend. I shouldn't say revenue spend, the expenditure spend on paid traffic. So it's obviously, it's difficult to get there. I've tried with very minimal success in the past to launch paid traffic campaigns that actually give me a positive ROI, okay? The main reason why I couldn't get a positive ROI on my paid traffic strategies in the past was my back end, my funnel, my sales funnel just wasn't tight enough. It wasn't strong enough. I didn't understand my customers well enough, my market well enough. I wasn't targeting well enough. There's a whole bunch of things that when I look back at it now, I say, oh my God, I know so much more about this now. And I'm putting all the puzzle pieces into place now to be able to ramp this up and to hopefully turn it into a positive ROI machine, if you will. So like I said, this is where I'm going to be spending most of my time. This is going to be probably the biggest impact that I'm going to have on my business. This is going to be where the lion's share of my time will go in 2016 as I try to double down on my business and rather double down on my revenue, if you will. So I'm placing bets on the fact that paid traffic will be my number one new source of revenue for my business in 2016. I hear so much about other businesses and how they're thriving because of how scalable paid traffic is, right? I hear case studies about businesses that are receiving, you know, 4-to-1, 5-to-1, or even 20-to-1 ROI on their investments. That means for every $1 they spend, they get $20 in revenue back in their business. How amazing would that be? These numbers absolutely blow me away, okay? And therefore, I'm going to be knee-deep in the doo-doo, so to speak, trying to figure out how to get this to work in my business, all right? So, going to be more on that in next month's income report. I'll give you a teaser. I've actually hired someone who's affiliated with digitalmarketer.com to actually go through and help me with my funnel strategy to help design a new funnel that is going to convert very well. I've already had the initial talks with this person. I did that early in February, so I would be cheating if I'm talking about that now. So I will talk about that in February's monthly income report, and I'll let you know how that chat went and how the implementation of it has gone thus far in February. So more on that next month. However, let's focus on this month and get down to the numbers, the good stuff, if you will, the breakdown of my revenue for the month of January 2016. I find it quite useful as an outsider looking into someone else's business to see where the money comes from and where the money goes. So sometimes you can really identify patterns or interesting little tidbits of information by looking into other people's businesses and how they spend their money and where it goes and how it can transfer into your own business. So wherever you can pull some info from here, like I said, you know, patterns or just something, it's some sort of a nugget of wisdom that you can take from it, then I've done my job well by sharing these numbers. So let's get into how my business went in January 2016 by looking at the numbers. So revenue breakdown. The biggest revenue maker for January, which is awesome. Very excited about this. This is what I'm sort of pivoting my business towards, is my Coders Campus sales. So I have a Coders Campus product at coderscampus.com, and that allows people to pay a fairly low monthly fee. Actually, I shouldn't say fairly low. It is very, very low monthly fee to join up, and they get access to everything I've ever created with respect to my courses and everything I ever will create with respect to courses, as well as weekly webinars where I hop on and teach exactly what it is that they want to know about. I query them, I send them surveys, and find out what it is that they want to learn about, and then I dive in and teach that in these weekly webinars. So this is a monthly recurring revenue product that I've created, and I've created it because I've seen what can happen to my business. Like in September of 2015, you can go back to that income report and you'll see a big drop in my sales in September. Because that I didn't have really any monthly recurring revenue built into my business. So my new focus has been to do that, to focus on monthly recurring revenue. And I'm happy to say that I made almost $5,000 in monthly recurring revenue in January. Now that number is inflated because what I offer is an upsell. I upsell them to a yearly subscription, and about 25 to 26% of the people who purchase my Coders Campus product, the monthly recurring revenue product, about 20, 25% of them will took that upsell and paid for the whole year. Okay, so it's not actually $5,000 in recurring revenue. It's probably more like $2,500 in recurring revenue, but almost $5,000 I pulled in January. So I'm very excited about that, because as long as I can keep delivering value and keep my churn rate down, that's almost guaranteed income for next month, right? $2,500 in guaranteed revenue any month is a good thing. So I want to keep growing that as my business grows. Next biggest has been my one-off Java training course. So this is my, you know, Java super course, if you will, where they're just going to be learning about Java specifically, no other courses, just Java. So I sell that as a one-off product for the people who don't want to pay monthly and who want to just have lifetime access to the course. So almost $1,200 in revenue for that was brought in. But interestingly enough, $1,200 was brought in for the whole course, but just over $800 I brought in on the Quick Start course. So this is my Tripwire product, okay? So I made almost as much in my Tripwire as I did with the core training course, but that sort of makes sense because I'm sort of cannibalizing my sales and my leads by pushing them towards the monthly recurring revenue product. Now, this is going to be shifting when I'm redesigning my funnel in the future, but as it stands right now, that's sort of what the picture looks like. Ebook sales have come in just under $400, so that's sort of been falling, not steadily, but just very slowly falling every month and after month after month, and I'm still seeing that trend is happening, and they're slowly sort of petering out in sales. So, I mean, you can't make money forever off of things, right? You gotta keep on, changing things up, updating them, releasing new products, etc., etc. And then I, a few things here and there in revenue. I don't need to get into the rest of the revenue. You can check it all out at coderstartup.com/income. You click on January 2016. Total revenue for 2016 January was $7,766.72. So just shy of $7,800, a decent month. My goal was to hit, what was it? Let me see. My goal was $8,400, and I made about $7,800. So I was about $600 and some odd dollars shy of the goal. Pretty close. I'm happy with that. I would like, if I could hit 90 to 95% of my goal every month, that would still be fine, okay? That's still great in my books. So, wrapping things up, expenses. Usually there's a big expense on salary, but because as of the recording of this, I'm moving in just over 2.5 weeks. Close by, I'm just moving 15 minutes down the road, but I'm really excited about that move because I'm going to be much closer to everything else around me. I might not even need a car anymore. That's how close I'm going to be to everything. I'm super excited. In any case, because I'm moving in about 2.5 weeks, I actually didn't have to pay rent this month. So that means that I didn't have to really pay myself a salary because my wife also brings in a salary. So I'm able to just, we were able to lean on that, and I didn't have to take the money out of my business. So having said that, the biggest expense this month was in education and training products, which I believe, if memory serves, was for this course, this funnel strategy session, this redesigning of my funnel, sales funnel. That's where essentially the education and training budget came from, was just that one-off purchase. So I really am hopeful that I'm going to get at least a 10x, if not like 100x return on that investment. So that'll be great. Other expenses to note was software. The other half of my Evergreen webinar system. So my, Evergreen webinar, the Ever webinar system that I purchased it in two payments. This was essentially the other half of the payment. It was a significant one. I think it was around, probably $600 or $700 for that. Again, seems like a lot of money for you guys, especially if you don't have a business yet, but let me tell you, this has probably already returned its investment 2, 3, 4, 5 times already, and I've only been using it for like a month, maybe a month and a half. So huge ROI on that investment already. What else? Advertising and promotion came in about $300. Hosting for my websites and whatnot, $150. Payroll, my employer share of benefits, so to pay for my benefits for my company that allows me to personally use benefits and pay for things like, the dentist and all that good stuff, just shy of $400. That expense is going to be going away in future months because now my wife is employed full-time, so she has benefits, and I'm going to be able to jump on board with her, partner, whatever it is that you can get when your partner is has access to benefits. So thankfully, I'll be saving myself almost $400 a month. I'm looking forward to that in the future. Cell phone bill around $200, this, that, and the other thing. You can see exactly the breakdown, but it's just shy of $4,000 were my expenses for the month. To be more exact, $3,785.83, which brings me a net profit of $3,980.89. So about 20 bucks shy of $4,000 in profit for the month of January. Not a bad month. I'll take that, and I'll be happy with it. So now it's all about looking forward, right? We're looking forward into February. Hopefully I can get that new sales funnel strategy set in motion and firing on all cylinders probably by the end of February. So I don't know if I'll have any hard data in terms of numbers in the February report, but I will tell you and let you know how the funnel strategy session went and sort of what the strategy was to redesign my funnel and whatnot. So lots of stuff that I'm going to learn from that and be able to pass on to you. I look forward to doing that. And for now, I'm going to cut this episode and say it's done. Less than 30 minutes. How about that? Fantastic. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to see you guys in the next episode of the Coder Startup. I haven't a clue what Carter and I are going to be talking about, but hey, it's always going to be a good stuff, right? Looking forward to seeing you guys there. Tune in next Thursday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Can't wait to see you. Take care of yourselves. Happy learning. Bye for now.